Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I really like Black Grape. I've liked them from the beginning. A lot of people say, yeah, I like that, you know. That, yeah, you know what I mean? That. In the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost and the Heavenly Spirit Man. Yeah, love that. Short Rider, MC Kermit. I love the Ruthless Rap Assassins as well. MC Kermit's first band, I suppose. Where's Up North? Is that on the Circle Line? Very nice. And killer album, the first album, which is, if you name it that, You Have to Try, is a great album. Have a listen to it. And so I was really pleased when Sean and MC Kermit got together. And I like just more than the first album, which sometimes people really walk away from Black Grape, or did around that time. So I continued to like them and was delighted when Pop Voodoo came out 6 years ago now, I note, and love that disco and funk and soul and woozy mashup, really. If I can use the word mashup, which I think I can. We're all adults here, aren't we? I can use the word mashup, or the phrase mashup. It's two words, really. So I was very happy and had been waiting for ages for the new album, Orange Head, and then realised I'd missed it. So I've gone back to listen to it. And it's a qualified success. But in a way, it's what you expect, isn't it, from Black Grape? So when they become more soul and funk and squelchy and a bit more Happy Mondays, I love that. So Button Eyes has those cool 70s horns with a salsa feel in the background. A salsa feel, yes. And a sax solo. Pimp Wars, second track, even better. Squelchy guitar, organ. The organ is squeaking, actually, with those sweet horns popping and a lovely, smooth MC Kermit rap. Actually, his work here is the thing I like the most. I do like Sean Ryder's strident vocal on top, but Kermit kind of just subversively caresses you and gets in there. However, when they do more of the, and they do this a bit on this album, which I'm not massively keen on, the sharper, more modern dance machine backing, it's not as good. So the first track, Dirt, just doesn't, the album starts proper for me with that second track, Pimp Wars. It's just me probably, that's what I prefer, but that sharper backing, even though Kermit's rap is very easy, or it's not really a rap, it's more of a chat. It's very easy, it's not great, I don't think. Same with Losers, which has, so it sounds a bit like the Insane Clown Posse, and that's not somebody you really want to be aping, is it? It's not somebody you really want to aspire to sound like. It has a great, ominous Kermit rap as well, but it's better when there's stuff like Quincy, with Jack Klugman. It's got a flute into a lovely easy beat and it's very funky, 70s. I love that. Self-Harm as well. That Peter Gunn synth, ding, 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 an itchy beat, fruity synth horns, a lovely fluting all over the place, kind of free jazz, sax solo. That's when I like Black Grape. There was more of that in Pop Voodoo, but when it hits here, because of the different kinds of sounds, it's even better. So yes, a qualified success, but yes, a success. But aren't Black Grape always a success? They are. Ta-ta.